Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For years, St. Louisans and eager tourists have lined up outside Crown Candy Kitchen in Old North St. Louis. The more than 110-year-old family-owned restaurant is famous for its house-made confections and BLTs. But the intersection where it sits routinely has motorists blazing through stop signs. Crown Candy's owner, Andy Karantsev, has been trying for years to get the city to do something about it, and that something has finally happened. Here to talk about his efforts to get speed humps installed, we welcome Andy Karantsev himself. Andy, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you for having me.
We also welcome Alderman Rasheen Aldridge. He represents the city's 14th ward, which includes the Old North neighborhood. Great to see you again, Alderman.
Glad to be back.
So, Andy, over the past 5 years or so, you've posted videos on X, formerly Twitter, and these videos have been of drivers careering through stop signs at St. Louis Avenue and 14th Street. Why did you start doing that?
Well, I kind of just started as a lark, and then it kind of took on a life of its own. And then the ulterior motive was to maybe to get the city motivated to give us some type of traffic calming measures. And so I figured the more I posted, the more aware people would be, and maybe we can get some results.
Mm-hmm. Did it seem to work?
It did eventually when I got the proper alderperson in office, things changed.
Okay. How is it that you settled on speed humps as a solution?
That seems to be the city's default traffic calming measure is to put in speed humps. I think it's easy enough to do, and it is pretty effective.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've mentioned stop signs because there are stop signs at that intersection and people were just blowing through those. And the positioning of these speed bumps is kind of unusual compared to other places, right? It's right by the stop signs.
It's near the stop signs and it's getting people to slow down. So it is being effective. Mm-hmm. And some people are actually stopping now that they're slowing down. So it is having the desired effect.
Okay. Alderman Aldridge, when Andy first came to you with the request for speed humps, were you optimistic that you'd be able to get them approved for that particular intersection?
Yeah, so this has been going on, like Andy said, for a while. And before becoming an alderman, I was a resident right around the corner from Crown Candy. So it was also personally frustrating to see from his videos, but when I would just walk to Crown Candy, would just see cars literally just blow through the stop signs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very dangerous because so many people visit the amazing Crown Candy, family, friends from in St. Louis and out. And when Andy, before he even reached out to me, when I became alderman, I knew that was going to be one of the first orders of business because with living in that neighborhood, I knew how dangerous that intersection was. And I had seen plenty of Andy tweets about, you know, the cars flying, but even, you know, a person ended up getting hit. So those tweets was effective, I think, to get attention from the city even before I had became alderman.
Mm-hmm. So Alderman, what does it take then? You know, what is the process like, that is, to get speed humps installed?
Yeah, so actually before I came in, the former alderman, James Page, he had did a, first you have to do legislation. And that goes through the infrastructure committee. So he did the legislation, but outside of doing the legislation, then you have to allocate the funds from the city. We have ward capital dollars to do it. And when he had did the legislation, it was right in the timing when he was going out. So we had to redo the legislation, and then we had to allocate the funds to actually ensure that the speed hump was paid for. So after you pass the bill, you actually have to pay for the
bill.
Hump.
Right. You other bills.
Yeah, and the bills. You had to pay for the hump. And, you know, we really just put a lot of pressure on the city to try to expedite this process because one thing we didn't want to see is another person after Andy posted getting hit.
Mm-hmm. And how much money are we talking about here?
E-Chump is fairly inexpensive. Surprisingly, I do not know the number off the top of my head, but they're not that expensive because what the city does is they use asphalt. So it's already material that we have, like that we pave the street, but they end up using that asphalt to kind of raise the street up. And on top of putting the hump, that street had a lot of potholes that the city is used to.
Okay.
So we repaved it before we actually put in humps to make sure that it was going to be smooth sailing when people do drive down St. Louis Avenue.
Mm-hmm. So Andy, as the owner of such a long-lived St. Louis business and institution, and then as a St. Louis resident too, how did it feel to get news that the speed bumps were actually coming?
It was great news. It felt good that, you know, the city being responsive and, you know, taking some action, because the city sometimes can be a slow moving process, and it can be a little frustrating for a lot of business owners and residents that nothing happens in a hurry around the city sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I did see that you posted on X a video with some other music that we would not play today, but it was a video that showed the construction that was happening. What else was kind of happening with the neighbors around? How were they responding to the installation of these traffic calming measures?
I think they were happy. They're a little bit relieved also that we have that, because that's a very busily traffic street. And foot traffic wise also, people are walking across over to the 14th Street shopping area. They're, you know, residents that go back and forth. It's a busy intersection. So, I mean, just from a safety standpoint, you don't have to pause and wait 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. You can maybe just kind of wait and make sure and go now.
Mm-hmm. You also have a lot of tourists who are coming to your restaurant. What does it mean as far as sort of a public relations thing for it to be now safer in front of your business?
Oh, it's a big deal, because we're kind of an ambassador for the city of St. Louis. We're that, you know, one of those places that a lot of out-of-town people were their destination. So they can take away that they can come to Crown Candy and they don't see the crazy Mario Kart driving going down St. Louis Avenue. Mm-hmm. I think that's a positive, that they will have a better impression of our city.
So Candy Andy, Sweets and Tweets, how much do you attribute your postings on Twitter, now X, to this success?
Oh, I think probably 60% at least of me just doing this, and then also the awareness of the residents, aka Rasheen, who saw it every day firsthand also. I think that, you know, those are the two things that really push this.
Mm-hmm. So, Alderman, there are many other places and very specific spots in the St. Louis region where traffic violence that results in grave injury or fatality is occurring. Why do some St. Louis neighborhoods have more speed humps than others? Like Soulard is one example where you do see many of them.
Yeah, you know, as we've seen over the last few months, one thing that is a problem in our region is the speeding of cars. And, you know, we do not take, I think this new board is really focusing on how do we make sure that pedestrian safety is also part of the conversation. We always are talking about cars, but we need to make sure that our streets are safe for people who walk and who bike. And, you know, I think when you look throughout the city and you do see more kind of humps in areas like Soulard, or you may see them more in the Grove, I think, you know, historically the city has paid attention to areas that they think are more influential and have not invested in neighborhoods like Old North or St. Louis Place or College Hill. And these neighborhoods are just as important as other communities. And I think it takes time to make sure we have the right leadership. I will give credit to, you know, the mayor administration, her cabinet. I know Andy met with the chief of staff of Mayor Jones to sit down because of his tweets. I think his tweets was very helpful, and not just getting attention of the alderperson who lived in that neighborhood and knew how critical it was, but to go all the way up to the chief of staff and people throughout the city who have departments that make this happen. But, you know, we have not paid attention to North St. Louis, and I think now you have folks in office that are saying, hey, only way that we make our city move forward is we have to invest everywhere. Mm-hmm. If one part of the city is not doing well, the whole city is not doing well.
Yeah. And as we close here, Andy, do you think these speed humps will be enough to curb reckless driving? Is there something else that you'd like to see put in place?
I think it's the proper measure. There can be too much. You can do too many things, and it just makes it difficult for, you know, just normal everyday, you know, pedestrian traffic. So I think it will have the desired effect. I figured maybe 40%, and I think it's having that effect, and I think we're good.
Andy Karanzeff is owner of Crown Candy Kitchen in North St. Louis, and Alderman Rasheen Aldridge represents St. Louis's 14th Ward. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.